Well, I did that because I just thought it was right. And by your same words, he says, this is a viperous generation. This generation of poisonous ass and snaky. It's a snake slithering, subtle generation. He said, by your same words, they shall, or you shall be condemned. When Yahweh doesn't justify us, you justify yourself. You go through the judicial process. And by the judicial process, he says, Dean Martin Clean, nothing against you. He says, I'm the one to justify you. So when you go through your own judicial process where O'Day Roberts sweep under the rug that wickedness and that sin, that all the lies, the covetousness, he sweep that under the rug. Then he says, well, I'm all right. Yahweh says, by those same words that you declare, that kind of judgment, they're going to condemn you. They will actually damn you, condemn you, destroy your mind. You cannot hear me. You cannot comprehend me. You cannot understand me. And that is the truth, brothers and sisters. Now, the same words are your idle words, your presumptuous speech, your false speech. They condemn you. You know, we are people that, oh man, thou that judges another, you do the same, you're condemned. This is a wicked generation. I would pray, brothers, Deacon Benny, you brothers, Brother Dale, you brothers, Elder Martin, Deacon Horn, Brother Dolphus, you brothers, if you see me sinning willfully, I will pray that you warn me. I will pray that you all warn me of that. This is a wicked generation. I mean, among what we call the brethren, among the Ish and the Ishwoth, the brothers and the sisters. Quiet, huh? Wonderful. Judge before he ravel the gavel, get quiet. Court and horror. Wow! Guilty. Hallelujah. Yahweh doesn't speak anything unto us unless he speaks to the level of his house. He knows what we need. You can try to reject it all you want to. He got your number. You can run, but you can't hide. You can get around, but you got to come in at the door. You can hide yourself, but he sees you. Sure he does. And we try to hide ourselves, but you're going to be found, brothers and sisters. You're going to be found. When one is condemned, they are condemned. And this is a condemned generation. I want to show you a perfect metaphor, an example. When one will not walk in the truth, they hate the light. I want to show you a metaphor of that. It says this in Matithiah 27. It is when Yehuda delivered Yahshua unto Pilate for destruction. Listen to this now. Listen carefully. Then Yehuda, which betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief Kohen and the elders, saying, I've sinned. Well, they repent and make so difficult. I've sinned. If that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said to him, what is that to us? What have we to do with you? You take care of that. That's your problem. It's not a problem of ours. Then he cast down the pieces of silver in their wicked temple, their whole house. And he departed. And he went and he hanged himself. When a man come against the righteous to do one of these little ones of Yah, a terrible deed, it is better for him that a millstone be tied around his neck and he be cast into the depths of the sea, than he will be hanged in the watery pit. He was condemned. His own heart condemned him because he knew he had betrayed innocent blood. I will never betray one another because a lawlessness shall abound, because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. And when a love wax cold, you betray one another. You began to speak evil against each other. It's a wickedness among the people of Yah that is so vile and so unrighteous. So sadistic, they don't even realize they're being led by hell. But they will sing praises unto the wicked. They will gravitate to the wicked. They will show great concern for the wicked. They will go out of their way for the wicked. Those that despise the Torah, the HGR, they will go out of their way for that. When it comes to the house of Yahweh, they... Thank you, my brother. Thank you kindly. It is the truth. Hallelujah. Will not change one word. I preach like this all the time. So I won't change anything. Hallelujah. 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 So he hanged himself. He destroyed himself. With that understanding, that as Yahweh admonished us, as Shaul, he admonished those brethren and sisters there at Corinthia. And he says this to them, for if you would judge yourselves, you should not be judged. But when we are judged, when we are judged, listen now, we are corrected, we are chastened of Yahweh. Why? That we should not be condemned with the world. And you hate judgment. You hate the instructions of Yah, the instructions, the corrections, don't you? So if you judge yourself, you don't realize when Yahweh judges you, he is chasing you. When he tells you about your damnable wicked ways, your false attitude, we don't like that today, do we? Yahweh is known, he make himself known unto Israel by judgment. He corrects you. He said, by that spirit of his mishpah, him judging you, you will not be condemned with the world. That's all right by me, Yahweh. Judge me. Correct me, Yahweh, in your judgment and not in your anger, unless you bring me to naught. You're gonna reduce me down to less than a piece of meat. And that is one thing that this generation hates. Well, preacher, I can tell you well, I'm just gonna tell you now. You're not telling me nothing. You will judge yourself. You do very well judging others, don't you? Yeah, you do. Thank you, my brother. Yah bless you. Yibarak you. But when it comes to judging you well, it's done with a soft stroke, isn't it? Well, David, you don't know. I talk to David like he's a pig. If I talk to you like I talk to you, you would get upset. You get upset when I even talk to you this way. But you shall know we'll get upset. Because I'm very hard on David. Very tough. I'm tough on him. I'm telling you. Whatever I do, I'm tough for whatever. I don't care what it is. I'm tough. There's an energy, there's a zeal, there's a strength. I don't care what I do. I put something to it. I don't care what it is. I put something to it. I don't care what I do. I don't care what it is. I've added a dimension there. And when you begin to do it, you begin to see a growth from that. I don't care what it is. If you add substance to it, you begin to see growth. The reason you don't see growth is because that's not added there. It's just a movement. It's just an action. It's just a carried out motion. No, my brothers and sisters, I put some energy, some zeal, some zest. I put strength behind whatever I do. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I do. I can always see the results. You always see fruit from that. We're not going to get fruit without weeding. That's the tough part, isn't it? Weeding. But boy, the wonderful part is eating too, isn't it? The abundance. But you must weed. Hallelujah. I pray that these words are helping you tonight. I really do. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this and I'm going to close. There's much more. But I want to close with this because I want to read something for you. This is what Shaul says. And this is a generation that loves to talk about Torah, the things of Almighty Yahweh. But they have no power to live it. There's no strength in them to live it. Shaul writes, as he writes unto Titus, he says, my young brother, I want you to do this. I want you to avoid foolish questions because they're endless. That's what he said, avoid them. People will ask you foolish questions. He said, avoid these foolish, endless questions. And the genealogies. Admit that they are more concerned with the genealogy than the Creator. Do you understand that? He says, and contention where there's fighting and battles and strife. He says, striving or quarrels, always quarreling about the Torah, the law. Everybody wants to strive about the law. They want to fight about the Torah.
He said, "For first of all, they are unprofitable and they're vain. And you will never see any profit from their lives. You will never see anything that is profitable. It's vain. It's empty. Has no substance at all to it." He says, "A man that is a heretic." Those that want to dispute principles of Yahweh, they reject doctrine. They want to debate it and quarrel against it. He says, a heretic, a man that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, you reject that man. You let him go. Put him out. Just don't deal with him. And these are Torah principles. When one did things in Yisrael, they put him outside the camp. When there was a rebellious son, they would bring him to the elders. That little Jezebel daughter, they would bring him to the elders and say, she's a hard-headed heifer. And the elders will say, this is the third time, little Jezebel, we got something for you. The principles of the Torah are not abated in the renewed covenant. He says in verse 11, nor that he that is such is subverted, he is perverted. And sin being condemned of himself. One that way, he's already condemned. He's condemned of himself. There's a self-condemnation. If your left condemns you, Yahweh is greater than your heart, my friend. And if your own heart condemns you, it brings you under great judicial process and to show you how wrong you are. Yahweh is greater than that. That's why your judgment must be one of tzedakah. It must be a righteous judgment. Well, of course, you're not going to judge your brother or sister like you judge me, are you? You certainly aren't going to judge your friend like you judge me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, wives, you want a husband. You don't want a husband like Pastor Robert because I'm tough in all aspects. That's right. True. You want one like Hamashiach because he'll tell you the truth. May Yahweh bless you all tonight. Be encouraged. I am. For I have his strength. I have the assurance of his word and in my love. And that is the thing that strengthened me. Not the silver or the gold, but these other things. May Yahweh give you strength. May he cause you love to be enlightened and that it may rejoice. I do want to read this. As there were those that were listening to our broadcast on the Shabbat. The circumstance with Brother Patrick, Brother Randy, and we're getting all those situations carried out. We're going to do things legally. We're not going to do things illegally. If you break the law, then you're going to be subject to the law. So we're going to make sure we fulfill the law. We're going to do things right. Hallelujah. You understand that? If things will be done right, properly, they're not coming illegally. They're going to come properly. They're going to come the right course. We're already taking care of the paperwork. We're doing that. I'm on the stick, all right. I know how to do things. I may not look like it, but I know how to do things. No, I'm not the smartest one of you all in here, but I know how to do things. I know how to do things. I know what avenues to take, and I know how to properly do things, all right? All right. But there was one that wrote me an email, and the person says, I just want to praise Yah, for the brothers who are getting married. She says this, I am a woman. And I agree with you, Pastor Robert, regarding the level of wickedness this country produces in women. This is a woman. And it does do that. You can't hardly find a woman today. That's the truth. That is the truth. You can find a whole bunch of little Jezebel, little heifers. And that's the truth. Where are the men today? There are no men at all. And I'm a man. Very few. For man has the Ruach of Yah. He's led by Hamashiach. These effeminate, twisted-minded men, they're led by television. Led by their greed. Led by their own lust. They're not led by Yahweh. And a woman, she has the head of a man. These Jezebels, that they fight against everyone. They raise hell. Because they haven't been taught anything. That's the truth. I don't care if you get upset. Makes no difference at all. I raised a fine lad. You didn't raise no fine daughter. Talks back to her husband and act like a fool. Stupid women today. No man. And you got these effeminate, weak men. That's what they are. Homosexual spirits. Hallelujah. That's what they are. Well, that's just the truth. That's the truth. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, a very valiant husband told me 27 years ago, when you find this daughters, you that are daughters as I, precious as you are, he said this to me. And I never forget what he said. And I was raised by my mother, my grandmother. No daddy, no man. There were no men in my life. And what I perceive from others of character and strength, I would emulate that. I would incorporate that in my life. And then when the Spirit of Yah began to teach me simple things about life, he would say to me, he said, Brother Robert, these women have made the men less than men today. A woman cannot teach a man the strength of a man. It takes a Moshiach. They reduce them down to only feminine men. And that's why many men struggle with so many things in life. Because they may have the mama spirit. The mama has reduced them down. They don't have no character, no strength at all. And mama thinks she's done something wonderful. She hasn't done anything wonderful. Hallelujah. That's why the homes are the way they're in today. Because the power of that head in the home is very vital. You need a man there. And that's why the powers that beat. This young brother said to me, he's all the way from Oregon. He flew here to be with us. That he said this to me today. We were talking to yesterday one of the, he said, well, the women today, they all, you can't find, they're all arrogant. This is a very haughty, self-righteous generation of women. He's not lying. Because they say, I got my education. You ignorant thing. That's not an education what you have. You've been trained in a process to cause you to be rebellious, to go in debt, to think you got something, think you're something and somebody. Man, he didn't think that he's something. He's a fool. You better not think that way because you're going to fall. And that's why they fall. Their marriages fail. Their jobs. They're not content with anything. No, my mother did not know how to raise me as a man, but I will watch other men. And I struggled through life in the beginning stages because I was not taught those things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why a woman must be under the headship of a man. Not a pervert, but a man. A man that has the ru'ah of Yah. She said, Pastor Roberts, I realize wickedness is everywhere, but America sets the trend for all manner of wickedness, and that is no lie. No whatsoever. I feel in my heart that the marriages are of Yahweh's doing, and it is a marvelous thing in His eyes. Hallelujah. I concur with you, sister. I believe that too. I know it is. Yahweh's going to bless. We'll have a wonderful time that time too. Nothing like it. I don't care whether you get a little emotional about it or you feel like, what about me? Come on, brothers and sisters. What about you? She said, Robinson, I got married. We went down to the Justice of Peace and they were saying, mama, 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 mama. That's the way it was. $20. You taking me? That's the way it was. I'm telling you. I'm like, what in the world is this? I did not understand. I don't know if he was speaking in what they call Latin or pig language. I did not understand what he was saying. That's exactly how it was. You take her to be your lawful wedded wife? Yeah, yeah, man. Sure. You take him to be your husband? What else? Talking like that? Did you get married to Justice of Peace? Was it like that? Did he speak in Latin with you? That's the way it was. Was it like that with you? It sure was like that when I went to Rock Hill. Am I the only one? That's the way it was. Huh? With you too? That's the way it was with me. Whoo! That's the way it was. Was it like that with you, Sister Horn? You got married in. Was it like that with you, Sister Brother Horn? Evangel Horn? Was it like that? Sure was with me. I didn't know what he was saying. You take her? Yeah, I guess I better take her. Talking like that. Didn't understand a thing. That's the way it was. Sure was. May God bless you. You that are listening, may He strengthen you tonight. May He cause your love to rise in Him. Cause your heart to be strengthened tonight. We pray that He bless you. Bless you all, Brother Michael, you and Sister Michael, our Brother Alex, Sister Mary there in Chicago, a very precious sister. She called last night. I told her, when it gets cold, I go to bed early. So it was 9. I said, I'm going to bed, sister. So bless you and your husband, your family. All you that are listening, may Yahweh bless you. Wherever you're listening from, may He strengthen your heart and cause His shalom to rise in you. Take heed to the things tonight, brothers and sisters. It will bless you. And always keep a mind to want to hear what Yahweh says. Always desire to hear. I love to hear preaching. I just do. I don't care how the verbiage is. I don't care how it sounds. As long as it's truth, I love to hear it. I love the brothers that make it a little louder. And I love the ones that are quiet. And I love the ones that do it on a different approach. That's all right by me. Hallelujah. I do. I like when the winds blow sometimes. I like when it's quiet. I like when it rains. And I like when it's sunshine. When it gets too hot, that's a different one right there. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. In all things we do Shabbat you are Abba. Bless your people, I pray. Those that have listened tonight on the live stream here tonight, get them strength. Take those down the highway safely, Sister Dot, Sister Laura, and bless them. Give us all shalom tonight as we rest. Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.